Good morning and welcome to Songs of Hope Part 2. This is Rod Carr here, as Bruce said, and the weather today here in Melbourne, it's going to be 18 and partly cloudy and no rain. And tomorrow, 17 and partly cloudy and no rain again. We've got a full program as usual for you. We've got the story of Mike Baird, the former Premier of New South Wales, coming up at 8:45. We have Christian News Bulletin coming up in about 20 minutes' time. We've got our prayer psalm, God Will Give Us Protection, Psalm 31, coming up in a few minutes' time. And we'll start with some hymns, then we'll have some gospel music, and then we'll have contemporary Christian music. So our first hymns are from A Cappella Hymns, Volume 1 album. They are Nearer, My God, to Thee, and Breathe on Me, Breath of God.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, until this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Oh, breathe on me, breath.
Oh, so
Some very nice harmonies there from the album A Cappella Hymns Volume 1, Nearer My God to Thee. And our next song is from the Praise Gathering Choir in Scotland. Be still, for the presence of the Lord is all around. We now have our prayer, and our prayer is Psalm 31, verses 1 to 8. God will give us protection.
I come to you, Lord, for protection. Don't let me be ashamed. Do as you have promised and rescue me. Listen to my prayer and hurry to save me. Be my mighty rock and the fortress where I am safe. You, Lord God, are my mighty rock and my fortress. Lead me and guide me, so that your name will be honored. Protect me from hidden traps and keep me safe. You are faithful, and I trust you because you rescued me. I hate the worshippers of worthless idols, but I trust you, Lord. I celebrate and shout because you are kind. You saw all my suffering and you cared for me. You kept me from the hands of my enemies and you set me free.
We'll now have our gospel set, and the first two songs are The Crab Family with The Walk and David Houston in The Sweet By and By.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. in the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our day.
Made me feel like dancing. It sure did. And our last song in our gospel song set is from the Staple Singers, Pray On.
Pray on, my child. Got a home on high.
Yes, I got a home on
high. I've been talked about. I need Jesus.
Me
oh, if I never.
Me
wonder where you meet me.
Oh,
talk about. And I need you to
carry
me. Oh, you're my lover.
Christian News Bulletin. The global weekly attendance at Hillsong churches is estimated to be 100,000. In Australia, the weekly attenders number 37,384, with 5,462 children and 2,506 youth added in. Hillsong Church Australia had a reported revenue of $130,978,056 in 2016. The 2016 Hillsong report states that close to 30,000 people made a decision to place their faith in Jesus Christ through the programs and services of Hillsong Church that year. The Christian Post reports that a cross that's part of a statue of the late Pope John Paul II in the town of Clermel, France, will be removed following a controversial decision made by a top administrative court on a decades-long legal battle over the monument's Christian symbolism in a secular space. French conservatives, alongside Polish politicians, have condemned the decision, with some arguing that secularization goes against European values. Researchers from Cambridge University have reportedly pinpointed the oldest solar eclipse ever recorded, dating back to the 30th of October, 1207 BC. Which is also mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Joshua. Using a combination of the biblical text and an ancient Egyptian text, the researchers were then able to refine the dates of the Egyptian pharaohs, in particular, the dates of the reign of Ramesses the Great.
Now, our next song is the top song in Australia on Vision Christian Radio across the nation. And the song is Resurrecting, and it's from Aaron Schust. And he's been around a while. He's a worship leader at his church in Aliquippa in Pennsylvania in the US of A. So this is the top Christian song this week on Vision Christian Radio.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow.
A top song from Aaron Schust on the resurrection of Jesus, a great Easter song. And now we have the next two songs from Mandisa, It's Unfinished, and from Canadian Matt Maher, What a Friend.
Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. He's to his mind since I've gone. I see grace on every horizon. And everybody got worried. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation.
This is Songs of Hope. Let's praise and worship.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy.
He started something good in the life of Mandisa. That's God, of course, has started something good in the life of Mandisa, and he just hasn't quite finished yet. What a great new song to Songs of Hope. That's called Unfinished. Coming up, we've got the story of former New South Wales Premier Mike Baird. We'll hear all about that in about 10 minutes' time. But right now, we've got Noel Richards. We've played a few of his songs, and the one we're playing today is Your Words Are Life.
Your words are life, feeding my soul, worth more to me than silver or gold. Guarding me from going astray, guiding me, lighting my way. Lead me on joys and through the sorrows. Lead me on, in your footsteps I will follow. Your words are life, feeding my soul. Worth more to me than silver or gold. Guarding me from going astray. Guiding me, lighting my way. Lead me on.
You are God. time and space, greater than the human race. You are God. You are God. Greater, your creator, my wonderful Savior, the all-time sustainer.
The Lord is indeed greater. That was from David Willersdorf. Coming up, the story of Mike Baird, but right now, Australian singer Vanessa Levine, Light It Up.
Looking for, searching for the answers. Where to go, what to do.
Light it up, light it up, light up your life. Today we are talking about a modern-day Christian who has held influential roles in Australian politics. He is Mike Baird, the former Premier of the state of New South Wales. Mike Baird was born in 1968 in Melbourne, the son of Bruce and Judy Baird. His family later moved to Sydney. He also lived in the USA while his father served as head of the Australian Trade Commission. His father was a Liberal member and a minister in the New South Wales Parliament, and later was a member in the Australian House of Representatives. Baird attended the King's School in Parramatta and then the University of Sydney. He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts with majors in Economics and Government. He also studied at a theological college, Regent College, in Vancouver, Canada, intending to enter the Anglican ministry. However, after praying about his future, he changed his plans and pursued a career in investment banking, then later entered politics. Mike Baird lives in northern Sydney and is married to Karen. They have three children. He is a longtime friend of former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, and they regularly surf together off Sydney's northern beaches. Baird sought pre-selection for the New South Wales parliamentary seat of Manly in 1999, but was unsuccessful. So he returned to investment banking, working in London and then back in Sydney. In 2007, however, he was successful in being elected as the state Liberal member for Manly. To pursue a political career, Baird took a pay cut estimated to be well into six figures. He served in a range of junior shadow ministries and was then promoted to be shadow treasurer in 2008 in New South Wales. At this stage, he was being touted as a future Liberal leader. Following the election of the O'Farrell Liberal government in 2011, he was appointed treasurer, winning respect as he wrangled with Australia's biggest state budget. In 2014, Baird was elected unopposed as parliamentary leader of the New South Wales Liberal Party and became the 44th Premier of New South Wales. Mike Baird is a keen Christian who has a genuine concern and compassion for people in all walks of life. His faith informed his politics and he's known as a man of integrity. In an interview, Mike said his faith was key to his conception of the politician as a servant and that he looks to heroes like William Wilberforce and Martin Luther King Jr. for inspiration. He said, "Really, if you do look at the Christian faith, it is the essence of service. So we have the Son laying down his life for all of us, and that's the model for all of us." He also said, "If someone came to me at the end of my journey and said, 'Mike acted with integrity, passion, and achieved results for his community and his state,' I would be very proud." Baird is morally conservative. He campaigned against dangerous drinking and introduced controversial lockout laws to try and reduce alcohol-fueled violence. The laws were later relaxed somewhat because of pressure from some businesses. He also voted against embryonic stem research and euthanasia. He does not support same-sex marriage or same-sex adoption and has stated that his strongest preference is not to support abortion in most circumstances. He is also critical of Australia's asylum seeker policies and has advocated for a more compassionate approach. He is strongly in favour of Australia becoming a republic. The Sydney Morning Herald described Baird's government as the most devout in living memory, with a concentration of powerful Christian figures in its upper echelons. When Baird was the treasurer, he said he believed he was serving Jesus in this role. He believed that he had a great opportunity to help people by making responsible decisions about the state's money. Baird was re-elected in March 2015 for a second term in government. Then in January 2017, after less than 2 years, he made a big surprise announcement that he was retiring from politics to spend time with his family and help his parents and sister through serious health challenges. He said, "I have made clear from the beginning that I was in politics to make a difference and then move on. After 10 years in public life, this moment for me has arrived." He took up a job with the National Australia Bank a month later. Baird was able to pursue bold policies that other politicians would have seen as career killers because he did not plan to make politics his long-time career. Although he had his detractors, He left New South Wales in far better condition than when he took public office. He left the state's finances in robust health. He always carried out his responsibilities with a decency and integrity, informed by his strong Christian faith. He will be remembered as one of Australia's most popular and able political leaders. Christians made a difference.
That was Celebration Singers with Be Exalted, O God. And Ellen Carr wrote that story of Mike Baird. Now, Songs of Hope is on the web. Our web address is songsofhope883.com. And up there you'll find recordings of different segments of the program. There's prayers, there's the life stories, and Mike Baird's story will be up there tomorrow. There's Christian news bulletins, there's chants, there's choirs, there's hymns. There's contemporary Christian music. It's all there for your enjoyment. Bruce Mitchell's in the studio getting ready his Mighty Basketball program, which just starts in a few minutes' time. We'll just go out now with some bars of Listen to Our Hearts from Jeff Moore.
God, you are, but we're words are not enough to tell you of our love. So listen to our hearts. If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, I would still run out of time. So if you listen to our hearts, Lord, every beat will say, thank you for the life, and thank you for the truth, and thank you for the way.
A song of praise that never sung.